let's go back to you keeping your head down. I, for one, I didn't keep my head down in school. And I was not like the best. Like, I wasn't close to the best. Like, I was always competing with the best, like trying to be the best. So I was always competing with the best. But I was only the best, I think, when I was in primary school thereabouts. I changed school in my primary school. So when I went to the new school, I felt like, nah, I was the best in that school. But I went to the new school and there was someone that was just leaving me behind. And I'm like, I thought I was smart.
It happens.
Yeah, I thought I was smart, but nah, I wasn't that smart in quotes. Yeah. But I wasn't the one that was always putting my head down. I felt like I had to interact, but not like interact with like a whole large number, but interact with a certain few people. But the whole putting your head down and being bullied, because you said you were actually being bullied in school. Did that actually affect you in the long run? Now, when I say in the long run, I'm not looking at when you were at that time, because you said you had you said something about your mouth and you didn't always allow them to bully you. But still, did it affect you in the long run and you felt like, nah, this thing actually is affecting me now? Or you see some few people that actually did bully you then and you're looking at them and you're like, I remember you did bully me actually.
Okay. Yes, it did, because it was from that position of primary five that I really, really understood what it meant to really keep my head down. And so a lot of times whereby I should have taken glory for something I did, I was always just crawling back into the shell. Just allow someone else take the glory for whatever I know I was the one that did. So that was it. It kind of just kept me in that shell for a while.
And I'm saying this because we have a lot of kids these days that are probably going through the same thing right now. And it's just that from your time to my time to this present time to this present generation, a lot has not changed.
Yes.
A lot of these kids still behave this way. We know schools are trying as much as possible to stop bullying in school, but it's still happening and it's affecting people mentally. With you, probably didn't affect you that much, but it did affect you in a certain way. But we have kids now not trying to show their full potential because they are getting bullied, and we have students intentionally failing exams, like to be second, so they don't actually get bullied. I don't know what we can actually do to actually solve this, because I'm all for solutions and not just laying out the problems. Right now, I can't even think of a solution. Can you think of a solution?
Okay, yes. I have this friend of mine. She's like a sister. She's even a sister. Shalewa, I've learned a few things from her in the way she handles her kids. Constantly reminding your kids that they are the best, that they are beautiful, is very good. Constantly talking to your kids about whatever is happening and standing up for your kids is very important too. Some parents feel too big, or back in the day, our parents felt confronting a teacher was not good. Yes. A lot of times where parents confront teachers, it just puts the child in more troubles, because teachers, they just tend to probably focus on the child negatively. Yes, but to an extent, you need to know you made efforts. And if your effort is not yielding any positive results, then it's time for a change. You need to... There's a way she talks to my goddaughters that I really appreciate. There's nothing you can tell the two of them that will get to them. To them, they are beautiful. To them, they are brilliant. To them, they are audacious. And if that's what you grew up with from day one, you would go places. Because I grew up with the notion that everyone would definitely be envious of the little things I did. It made me camp myself in a corner. But if I'd had someone tell me, no matter what you do, you would excel, keep going on that spotlight, I feel it would have probably kept me in a particular point whereby I would have wanted to be today. Because whether you like it or not, the level of exposure a child gets will definitely tell on the child sooner or later.
That's well said. Thanks for this insight. Like, this is like a great insight. And I remember listening to a podcast not too long ago, and it was about mental health and child's mental health. And they made reference to what you said. The fact is, communication between parents and child is very essential. Parents have to get closer to their child. So in a way in which the child will actually get to open up to you. And I think the person gave a tip. What the person said was, when her kids come from school, she asks the kids questions. She says, tell me 2 bad things that happened today in school, and tell me 2 good things that happened today in school. So indirectly, you're giving them option. They have to tell you something bad and they have to tell you something good. So in that way, they're opening up to you. They're telling you what they are going through. If they were bullied, they might actually say, okay, this kid actually did hit on me. So we are actually meant to practice this for our kids, because the kids are the future of tomorrow, like I said, and we have to look for a way to actually communicate with these kids.